Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Elise Benin is here. Elise is more than 15-year member, original founding member, actually, of our Brain Trust. She's been with us since 1998. We found her when she was only 10. She's the founder of Marketing Mentor. She's the author of so many books. I have to have help bringing them to the studio. A Creative Professional's Guide to Money, The Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing. That's just two. In the new book, I think the new one is The Art of Self-Promotion. She's our good friend, Elise Benin. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Really good to be here today.
Welcome back once again after all these years, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, last month, right? Hey, the Art of Self-Promotion, is that the new one?
No, actually, that's the oldest one.
That's not the old. Well, okay, well, wait a minute. Is it really?
It is, actually.
Well, maybe I've got a different version of it or something. What's the brand new one? The Guide to Marketing to Money? The Guide to Money?
Yeah, the Creative Professional's Guide
that's
to Money
the new
is
one.
The last traditional book that
right.
I wrote.
Right.
Until I switched over to selling tools and, you know, things that people can actually use in my online store. And so the last thing I did was the sequel to the Proposal Bundle, which is
right.
essentially a group of model proposals that people can
mm-hmm.
use.
So here we are at the end of the year, and we're, you know, depending on what industry you're in, your year-end activity is going to be different from me from you and you from somebody else. But all of us have customers, don't we? And clients and people who are the most important people in our world, in our business world. So how should we deal with them in the waning days of the old year and in the early days of the new year?
Well, I really like to use this time, which is generally slowed down just a little bit for most people, certainly not all. Some people speed up at this time, but most people slow down a little bit. And so the hubbub, the rush of every day is a little bit tapered or tempered.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a perfect opportunity to choose a few select high-quality clients and take the opportunity to have a little chat with them, a little kind of assessment of how things are going and what could be done better. And
now, 20 years ago, Elise, if you said chat with them, that meant you go see them or you called them.
Mm-hmm.
In 2013, almost 14, that means different things, doesn't it?
Not chat. In my vocabulary.
A chat.
I'm really talking about something in real time.
Okay, I just want to make sure that because you know we got people listening right now who their first thought of a chat is to tweet them.
You're right.
Right, but that's not what you're talking about. I want to make sure we get that cleared up. You're talking you're talking about humanity here, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Novel as it may be,
yes.
I am.
What a simple thing to do, right?
Exactly, and if you are local, it's really a wonderful gift, in fact, to treat them to a glass of champagne or a meal or something over which you can have an actual conversation.
Mm. Well, that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
Well, that's why I say a select.
That's the way I do it. That's the way I do it. I mean, I don't mind saying in terms of, I mean, I leverage technology like crazy, but in terms of customers, I am very proud to say I'm old school.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'm as good as it gets. There's nobody better at it than me. And I think and I think you're the same way, Elise. That's one of the things I don't mind bragging a little bit about. I'm the best at customers, taking care of customers as anybody has ever gotten. I've got many decades of experience and track record to prove it. And I do it by making sure that I get face-to-face or voice-to-voice as often as possible.
It really is important. And I think that it needs to be a combination of questioning and telling, like showing and telling, mm-hmm. and finding out what it is that they're working on, what works for them in the year, even if it's not even related to what you do with and for them, but just to get a picture of where they're going and how you might be able to fit in, because I really feel like those are opportunities when ideas can come out of a conversation that they may not even think you could help with, and you can.
And I'll tell you something else. You will pick up on a lot of stuff if you're face-to-face with them, if you're mm-hmm. watching their eyes, if you're noticing their body language, if you're in their environment and you see things and people and stuff coming and going and laying around. It's amazing. And when I had my consulting business, I got most of my business by just showing up at my clients' offices and watching them do what they were doing. And they would literally say, something would come in, they say, I don't have time for this. Here, you do this. They'd hand it to mm-hmm. me, and I'd go do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't have got that if I'd sent them an email.
Yep. No, it's true. And even on the phone, you know, you can tease out some of these
you
things.
You can, but I'll tell you, there's nothing like face-to-face.
I agree with that, definitely.
So what else?
So, you know, you can also be telling them what your year was like and what next year, what direction you're going in for next year.
If and when they ask you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to show up and start talking about you.
I agree with that.
You got to pick up the opportunity if they give it to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I also think there's a way to steer the conversation in the direction of, here's what I did or we did that is a harbinger of what we're going to be doing mm-hmm. in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, gauge their reaction and see if that's something that they're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that's your ideal project, then they may not even know that you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Hey, Elise, I need your website, please.
It's marketing-mentor.com.
And the new book, the newest book is called, newest print book is called The Creative Professional's Guide to Money. But you got new projects, don't you, Elise?
New projects. What do you mean?
Well, you got your marketing. Your marketing seminar, right?
Oh, the marketing plan.
Work
calendar.
With me, Elise. Come on. Isn't that?
Make sure I know what you're talking
isn't
about.
Isn't that coming up soon?
It's out. Yes, absolutely. The 2014 marketing plan.
See,
calendar.
See, who loves you, Elise? Stand by, folks. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.